Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, when you go to your favorite bar, most people have a few things that they look for when they walk in. And I had this happen with me and my wife. We went to a place that's a bar, and it also serves food. And it was a Sunday evening. It was the only thing open, so we tried it out. And the food actually turned out to be pretty good.
Yeah.
But it was definitely one of those more hole-in-the-wall bar types of places. And they say there are some signs when you walk into a bar that it is a bad bar. So I want to share those with you so you can maybe, you know, not put yourself in a bad situation. You can recognize this the moment you walk in.
It's a bad bar.
Duh.
They say the first thing is if you walk in and no one says hi, even if it's a hole in the wall, the bartender should greet you when you walk in. Even a smile or a nod, just something that says they'll be with you.
As long as they take my order quickly, mm-hmm. I'm okay.
Right. Well, I mean, that's a sign that they're not going to if they don't at least acknowledge you when you walk in.
I love dive bars, and they're going away.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Because of the South Carolina insurance on bars and restaurants now are running out the small businesses.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe it was because they didn't say hi to you when you walked in.
I know. I've been back.
They say a lack of cleanliness and organization, dirty glassware, dusty bottles, a sticky bar can be a sign the whole place isn't clean. If they can't even wipe the bar down, there's not much other cleaning going on.
That's one of the worst feelings anywhere, where you put your arms down and it sticks to you. Yeah,
I agree with everything you just said, but I've been to bars in the past that they've got like just a bunch of junk behind the bars, papers and stacked up, and but the bar's clean.
Right, as long as it's clean.
And it's a fun bar.
I agree. I don't think the organization is as important as the cleanliness.
Right.
They said also if the bar has too many signature cocktails, they say a few is fine, but if they have too many, it's a sign that none of them are very good. Now, I'm not an expert on this, so I don't know if that's true or not. I turn to you, Cato.
I don't really drink a lot of cocktails.
Those craft beer places, though, have like 31 flavors up there. It's almost like an ice cream shop. Is this Baskin Robbins?
I'm going to go ahead and own it. Yeah. I'm not big on craft beers either.
A lot of people are, though.
My idea of a craft beer is getting Coors instead of Coors Light.
But Juniper downtown has a ton of specialty cocktails, and they're all very good.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. And they have mocktails, too.
Well, okay.
Which are also good.
What are mocktails?
That's
cocktails without the alcohol.
Not a drink.
It's basically just sugar.
Oh, that's for the kids.
Good thing is, though, as long as they have numbers up there, it makes it easy. And just explain what it is. You can just say, I want the number one or the number six.
I told you I was in Knoxville and I went into a brewery. It was a wedding rehearsal dinner. And I went up to the bar. The guy handed me the menu. You know, I'm like, you have Bud Light. He goes, we don't put crap beer on our menus.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, well, could you put that crap beer in a glass so people don't know I'm drinking that crap beer?
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, that one fits in with the next thing. The bartender has an ego.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they mostly make gin and tonics, but they insist they're a mixologist. Even if they are an expert, hospitality should come first.
Yeah.
So the only thing I can think of is the old Tom Cruise movie named appropriately enough Cocktail.
Yeah.
Where like, you know, they would get into this thing where the bartenders would compete with each other to do the coolest and neatest way of mixing the drinks.
Well,
and
they'd
everything.
Be flipping the bottles up and juggling bottles and pouring drinks. It's crazy.
How many bottles I've broken trying to do that?
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Plastic ones.
Finally, they say a general lack of knowledge. At the other end of the expert bartender is the guy who knows nothing. If they have to look up how to make an old-fashioned, you're probably not at a great bar.
That is why my bartending experience lasted all of one order.
Wow.
I kid you not, I got behind the bar. This guy came up, ordered 10 different shots. And at the end of it, I looked at him, looked at my boss, and just walked back from around the bar.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
You know what? You should have got your phone out, Googled the drink, set the phone down, and you're looking at the ingredients.
10 different ones. Can you imagine how long that would have taken?
Not long at all, because I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Did you walk around the bar and sit on the other side and order a drink?
I said, I'll have what he's having.
Wow. All right. Well, Cato, what do you think? Is this a reasonable way to tell if a bar is bad?
Some of it, yes, yeah. But not all of it. I mean, I've been to dive bars I love. I've been to small bars I didn't even know. Well, if I go to a private bar, I don't know what's private. I'll walk in and sign my name like I'm a member.
The more you drink, the better the bar gets, even though it is a dive bar.
More fun.
But there's one that wasn't on this list.
What's that?
When you walk in and it's one of those, everyone knows each other and you're the person they don't know and everyone turns and stares at you.
I've had that.
That is so uncomfortable.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. You feel like you don't belong.
And I'll turn around and walk out, just same way I did behind the bar.
Well, Cato just signs his name and walks on in.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's brilliant.
Well, I drink one because I don't want to offend them.
You know, the private bar thing was new to me when I moved to South Carolina.
Yeah, and there's not many
states that do that.
Not many around anymore because the reason they stay private was for laws that's been
right.
changed.
Used to, like on Sunday, they couldn't drink.
Something like that.
Don't try that at the golf courses. Trust me on that one.
Why?
Just sign your name and walk in. The golf courses, because they're private.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I would just sneak on with your own ball and club and start playing around.
On hole number 7.
Yeah.
So I'm here with Mr. David.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I think it's appropriate to play this song today.
It's raining tacos. Hey. Run out of the sky.
Tacos.
No need to ask why. Just open your mouth.
And open your eyes. Close your eyes. Open your mouth. I can't hear it. I don't have my
headphones.
I love this song.
The taco song. That'll put a smile on your face. The reason why we should play that is because it's National Taco Day.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that the National Taco Day, it happens or is celebrated every first Tuesday of October. So it changes each and every year. But the best way to celebrate Taco Day is by...
Taco about it.
Okay, you can taco about it. That's good.
I don't know what. Call your friends.
Eat a taco. Eat a taco. Yes. You know, some people don't like tacos.
Who?
Cato, do you like tacos?
I hate y'all. See, when I was growing up, I swear for an entire week, my mom made beef tacos with the crunchy shells. And for the longest, I didn't eat tacos.
Okay.
I do like tacos. I like chicken soft tacos.
Mm.
I do like the birria tacos with the little consomme sauce. Oh, those are delicious. Mm. I just hate Tori.
Oh my gosh,
let's taco about that.
Yeah. Is it?
No, she picks on me.
Because you don't really order tacos when you go to Mexican restaurant.
No, because he comes in here every day, tell me how hungry he is, and then I'm like, what'd you have? Nothing. Well, let's go get tacos. I don't really like tacos.
Uh-huh.
Let's go get, what else is it that you do? Oh, pasta. I was like, let's go get pasta one day. Doesn't like
Italian
pasta
food.
Either.
You know what?
Sounds like you don't like you.
Listen.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
How many restaurants do I got to stop going to for her to know that?
And to notice? Yeah.
She's getting the hint now.
90% of adults like to eat tacos.
I like them.
Yeah.
I don't like the crunchy shells, but
83% of us say that we eat Mexican food at least once a month, and then 17% say they eat it weekly.
Yeah, I'm at least two or three times a month on Mexican.
Do you know Mexican is America's second favorite cuisine behind
Italian?
Italian, yeah. So Cato's not going to either one of those with you there, Tori.
I like lasagna. That's about
okay.
It.
Just not pasta.
Okay.
That's pasta.
I know, but that's really the only, and I only eat that at Christmas, so.
Okay, so our taco, fillings, favorite ones, beef, chicken, you got steak, shrimp, fish, pork, beans, all that stuff.
That's everything.
Yeah. And as for topping, 75% of people want their taco to at least have cheese on it, but let's just see how divisive we can be this morning. I have the worst taco toppings out there.
Okay.
And see if you would have these on your tacos.
No.
Cilantro was one of the number one things mentioned.
I don't really care for cilantro. I don't hate it, but I'd rather not overbear my taco with the flavor.
The birria tacos, all it is meat, onions, and cilantro inside. And then it's dipped in that
beer
and fried up.
Oh, okay.
Yum.
I thought that's why I call it birrian.
Birria.
Black olives was number two on the list. Very divisive. Some people like olives, some people do not.
Not on a taco.
I've never heard it on a taco, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Some of the other things, lettuce, which blew me away, and they're unclear why that is. Maybe it's the wilted lettuce or, you know, just the wrong type of lettuce unnecessary greens on there. Cheese was mentioned because of lactose intolerant people.
Why do we listen to these things?
Yeah.
Why do we listen to people whining about normal stuff? This is what's wrong with our country right now.
Okay.
Is people with minority, little, small views have been elevated to as if they matter. No, if you don't like lettuce on your taco, shut up. Don't eat it. That's fine. No one's making you, but I don't want to hear your whiny complaining.
Wow, I didn't know this would get to the top.
You said it was going to be divisive.
Yeah. And for the record, I've never met a lactose person who actually doesn't eat cheese. They are the first ones to be like, this is going to ruin me.
Okay, now here's some weird taco things they say. Popcorn for a surprising crunch. Toss some popcorn into your finished taco.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the shell can be crunchy. So
yes. You don't need a popcorn to make it crunchy.
It could be soft taco.
Yeah. That's
stupid. I want a crunchy taco. How can I make it crunchy? Oh, I'll put popcorn in it.
Yes.
Even though they have crunchy shells.
Some people put peanut butter in their tacos.
Just disgusting.
Mm. This unusual but surprisingly tasty topping is for most adventurous eaters, but they do it. Peanut butter.
Now, is this like a regular taco, or is this some sort of specialty something with different things in it?
Right, if you're making a banana and peanut butter taco and that's all it's in it, that might be interesting.
Because remember, for a while, they were saying sandwiches are technically a taco.
All right.
So, I don't buy that.
I mean, I don't either. I'm just saying.
A half a sandwich would be, not a whole one.
All right.
Because you fold the bread over.
Oh, God.
Well, then a hot dog would be a taco.
Well, that's true.
Pickled radish, onions, and carrots.
Move on.
What are those? Do we want vegetables in our tacos?
Tomatoes.
I like veggies.
Kimchi was mentioned, which sounds like a woman named Kim in a yoga class.
It's Asian. Yeah. It's
fermented cabbage.
Yeah.
Is it? Well, and that was Kim in that yoga class with her cheese.
Kim, you fermented.
Yes, you did. All right. Unusual, weird things in the tacos. Potatoes were mentioned, roasted, sliced, mashed potatoes, or even added to some tacos.
Okay, no on mashed, but I've had some Taco Bell stuff where they put little potatoes in them that have been like fried.
Oh, yeah.
And it was good.
Mm-hmm. Eggs for a breakfast taco.
Yeah.
If it's a breakfast taco, that's fine.
You can do a little sausage in there or bacon.
Some salsa.
Cheese. I'm okay if it's like a breakfast burrito. That goes together, but not a breakfast taco.
What's the difference?
Because it's a hard shell.
No, they have soft shell tacos, too.
And you can put popcorn in it.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, now I'm getting upset.
That's when you're at the movie theater. All right, and then yogurt was mentioned. Yogurt taco.
Actually, some people do that instead of sour cream.
Yeah, they say it's a healthier way to eat a taco. Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to be healthy.
They say a delicious alternative to sour cream. Yeah.
Why would you ruin something that's already pretty darn good, and then you got to go and try to make it bad?
It's actually not bad if you do the plain yogurt.
You know what, Cato? No wonder you don't want to eat with her.
I'm going to get tacos today. Don't tell her.
You're so mean.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This is one of the funnier stories I've read this week. It involves police and an unusual situation, at least here in the upstate. This happened in Texas, but they have the mounted police. These are the police who ride horses in Lubbock, Texas. Now, I only ever see those like maybe in New York City and some places like that. It's pretty rare. I think Canada has the Mounties.
Did Greenville at one time?
At one time, I remember.
It seems like I remember Greenville having them at one time, but I don't know.
I don't know.
It could be the horse and buggy ride.
Or maybe it was the Budweiser Clydesdales that fall for Greenville that I saw.
It could be that,
You were drinking. It's possible.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, two officers were on the Lubbock Police Department's Mounted Patrol Unit assisting with a routine patrol when they noticed a man walking on the road instead of the sidewalk. They thought that was odd, so they asked him what he was doing and if they could check his pockets because they wondered if maybe he was under the influence of something. He told them no, he would not consent to that, which they don't have a right to make him do that under the circumstances. But they made a joke and said, you know, our horses are narcotics horses. They can smell drugs. When they made this joke, the man took off running.
He did, too. Did you see the video?
I have not seen the video.
Yeah, he took off.
Apparently, he took off down an alley. They thought he was joking at first, but he kept running. So they started chasing them. The officers eventually caught 42-year-old Joseph Ramirez. He was arrested and charged with evading arrest and tampering with physical evidence.
That's got to be the most terrifying thing, to have a horse running full sprint after you. Uh-huh.
The cops said a lot of people have come up before us in the mounted patrol and have been in a foot chase. It's really silly for someone to run from a horse. We don't know why that happens. We're going to outrun them. I mean, if you see a horse chasing you, what's the point of running? What do you think's going to happen?
Maybe there's a fence.
Horse can't hop it?
Yeah, and they can't hop it.
I have to be a tall fence because horses can top, they can hop fences. So that's pretty crazy.
Okay.
They said, we're cops. We enjoy this job. Chasing bad guys is part of the fun. And it's even more fun when we get to chase a bad guy and not even get tired.
Well, yeah, if you call the speed of an engine horsepower, you're probably not going to outrun an actual horse.
Yeah. Well, this guy ended up getting caught, obviously. And the funniest thing to me is this, because they joked around about the horses. Yeah. Like, there is no such thing as a narcotic-smelling horse. But this guy bought it and took off.
Yeah, it's funny.
That is funny stuff right there.
That's dumb, because at least I'd have turned around going, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I was just joking. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they should just let him go.
Why?
Because they set him up, I believe.
Yeah,
there was a set him up. Yeah,
entrapment.
They lied to him.
They were joking around.
Well, that's one of those, they probably weren't joking, but then when they were like, did you actually lie? They were like, we were joking.
Well, it's on video, so you can decide for yourself. If you can put that video up, I'd love to see it, Kato.
I don't know why cops are allowed to lie to us in interrogation, and we're not allowed to lie back.
No, I agree with you on that. I think that's a wrong deal.
You know how fast you were going? 45 in a 55.
I just always tell them I wasn't paying close attention to that. I was just trying to drive. But that way, I might be still lying, but at least I'm not putting out a blatantly false lie.
I saw a video where there was a cop on the horse, and this guy comes up. He's like, can I pet? And the cop's like, yeah. And he starts stroking the cop's leg.
The dog, the cop. I saw that, and the cop laughed about it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Tori hates when I say this word, and I don't really know why, but I have to today. So,
are you going to be talking about cake?
No, not cake.
So it's not moist?
No, it's not that one. Nope. It's panties.
Stop.
Granny panties are making a comeback here. The thong sales have been dropping here lately.
Huh.
Why do you hate the word? It's natural.
I do too.
Really? Something about it is so icky. Just say underwear.
I like the word.
Now you know why.
Okay. Well, it was a good run for the sexy underwear for a while, but now granny panties are coming back, baby.
It's wintertime.
But it's not only that.
Buns are cold.
Yeah.
I think this is part of the entire trend for Gen Z to go retro.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
I think they're going back on everything.
We've worn thongs.
Yeah, we have.
They're not comfortable.
They're not. I don't get it.
But I mean, this is part of all the stuff. They're going back to flip phones. We talked about that. They're going back to old school graphics on video games.
Could be.
They're going back to plain old granny panties.
Yeah, yeah. So, and they say that those are the sales of the granny panties or granny underwear are up by 17%.
Enjoy picking wedgies all day.
Now, let me ask you this, Tori, because to me it makes a difference. The word panties by itself, but when it's granny panties, it doesn't bother.
Not as bad.
Because on that, you don't have the same imagination.
Okay.
Maybe?
I don't know, but I have a different question. Wedgies all day with granny panties?
Yeah.
A thong is a wedgie.
Yeah, but it's permanent, so you forget about it.
Oh, my
God. Oh, wow.
Now, Cato mentioned.
You get numb to it.
You asked.
Cato mentioned that the three of us wore panties for thongs for an entire weekend once just to see what y'all go through.
It hurt.
We never once forgot. They
really?
Were there. Not at all.
Maybe you didn't get the right kind.
They were uncomfortable.
I changed my plans just so I could lay in bed all day and cry.
Yeah.
Welcome to womanhood.
Hey, honestly, they should call them wedges is what they should call them, wedgies. Yes. Instead of thongs.
Wait, hold on. Don't say wedgies because I like their sub, Reggie's pizza.
I like potato wedges.
Okay, so why are granny panties making a comeback? They're more comfortable is one reason.
Yeah.
Many women are prioritizing comfort over tradition, seeking underwear that is comfortable for everyday wear.
They're not, though.
Okay.
I mean, when you, because if you think about it logically, you've got more fabric back there to bunch and go places it's not supposed to. Oh, that's okay. Uncomfortable.
Well, why not just buy them so they're the right size and they don't do that?
You tell me what size doesn't do that.
I mean, my underwear don't do that.
Well, you have
tidy whiteys. They're like the same as granny panties. In the back.
They don't bunch?
I don't know.
Not really, no.
Interesting.
That's what you say. Go a size down. Okay. And they'll be so tight.
Oh, my gosh. My muffin top will be pouring out the top. I can't go down a size.
Oh, my God.
Then you got to pull them up higher.
Kayla, you mostly wear boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs.
I've made the switch mostly to those, too. But I'll still get out the old tidy whiteys every now and then, and I don't have a problem with wedgies.
Well, I never do. Well, I probably do, depending on the jeans I'm wearing. But But the tidy whiteys, they hurt the crease of my legs. I like for them to go on.
Yeah.
Why are we talking?
You know what? Well, the tidy whiteys right there at the, where the leg.
Yeah.
It kind of cuts the blood circulation off.
You're wearing them too tight.
No, same with granny undies. They do the same thing. If you got thighs, they cut you in half a can of Bisquick.
Well, the thong definitely cuts you in half.
No, because it just stays where it's supposed to.
But it really cuts you right in half.
It's like floss down there.
Oh,
so, no cat. Well, one cavity. All right.
Oh.
So,
oh my heavens!
Please.
Okay.
I
sorry.
Never would have expected that from you.
I'm turning red.
I didn't even expect that from me. So, another reason why they can be more flattering on some women, they say, and by covering up areas you feel insecure about, like what you were kind of talking about. So you just pull it up higher.
But nobody sees your undies.
Yeah, it's not going to change much.
Okay.
Unless, you see the line, because some, yoga pants will show you the line, so then you see them. But.
Well, educate me here. Athleisure trends.
Yeah.
The rise of athleisure, what is that?
I bet it's the combination of athletic and leisure.
Okay, so, kind of like the sports bras and stuff?
Comfortable athletic clothes. Okay.
So they say the sporty, I guess, athleisure is another reason why they're making a comeback, the granny panties instead of underwear or the other kind of underwear.
Huh.
But as they say, making a full coverage style is more appealing.
Okay. Whatever floats your boat.
Okay. And empowerment of self-care, whatever that means, is another reason why. And rejection of traditional lingerie. Women don't want to wear the traditional lingerie anymore.
What's more traditional than something called granny undies?
No, that's what they're switching to.
Yeah. And then public acceptance. More women are accepting of the granny panties now.
I mean,
What you're saying is Victoria's Secret's going to go out of business.
Well, I don't think that's going to be the case.
They'll have to change what they sell.
I'm just saying when you're at a concert now, you see those panties go on stage, It may cover up a couple of the members.
That's where you go.
Oh, my gosh.
I think you'll see it like Victoria's Secret. They'll just adapt to it.
They will.
You know what's interesting? I actually just saw an ad from them, and they're bringing back like the boy shorts. Uh-huh. So maybe this is a trend that they're going backwards in style.
Maybe America's just getting bigger, and we need more coverage.
Keeping it real. That's what it's all about for ladies these days. And all the ladies lining up for granny panties. Yeah. G-string, you no longer a G-thang. Whale tail, you can hit the beach. Brazilian, go on back home. It's time to pull the string out your crack. Because real ladies of today are going old school. Wearing granny panties. Yeah. Because if it's big and round and full of pounds, ladies, we got you covered. Literally. Granny panties. Wherever big booty underwear is sold.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.